When a deer is longing for water, it is a very emotional experience for that deer. Deers are sentient creatures, and they know emotion, and they know desire, and they know hunger, and especially for the psalm we just sang, they know thirst. When parched out, they are longing for water, and they are emotionally seeking it, and have no idea the underlying systematic reason why they long for it. But there is an underlying systematic reason why they long for it. I mean, you can study the entire situation and discover that there are hundreds of scientific laws working why this deer is parched out and why he needs water. But the deer doesn't know that. The deer is simply driven by his need, and he has a tear in his eye. He has a longing in his heart. He desires water. Does that mean that the systematic reason he desires it doesn't matter? Well, yes and no. The psalmist is longing for God like a deer who is parched, and yet he is asking questions, why is this so, why is that so? He seems to want to know the truth, and yet he is driven to his God emotionally. He is longing, he has tears in his eyes, and that is the most important part of the psalm. And yet, it is the scientific laws, if you will, of our spirituality, that we need God, that makes the psalm work, because what if as a deer I didn't realize where to go to find my thirst? Growing up, there was a man in my neighborhood who was poisoning stray animals with antifreeze. They thought their thirst and their hunger would be satiated by the antifreeze. It did not slake their thirst. It killed them. It is important to have tears in our eyes and passion for God, without doubt. And the psalm drives us to him. And yet we must remember to ask with the psalmist the questions. Otherwise we may find ourselves drinking antifreeze. But it is a matter of the heart. To seek God with tears in one's eyes is the way to seek him. If you know all the scientific laws and yet you don't have the passion of the deer, you're not really the deer, are you?